Welcome to Sports 1140 AHD.
Good morning, good morning.
I don't understand what the problem is here.
Put the top down.
Good morning.
Ready your engine.
Fair doesn't matter. It's stupid.
Welcome to the drive.
New morning, team.
Now shut up and
attacking one of the mill morning show
with Carmichael Dave.
But I've never played professional sports, so.
You're kidding.
You know what? Funny, I have.
Katie Christensen.
He needs to shut his mouth.
Agreed. And Nate Goodyear.
I'm not a journalist, I'm a commentator.
Here we go.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
We on a mission.
Hold on tight. With Dave. With Katie and Nate. Katie and Nate.
Drive. I am not driving no minivan.
Good morning.
Broadcasting live from the Coors Light Studios.
Broadcasting live.
Why is this difficult?
Coors Light. With great beer comes great responsibility.
Get ready for the show of a lifetime.
Now. The Drive with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
Talk into the microphone so that it is facing you.
Right, directly into it.
That is what our engineer said yesterday, Jason.
You sound flangellated when you don't.
You have a flangey sound.
They're trying all kinds of things to make you sound better on radio, Dave.
Yep, good luck. Thank you.
Oh, gross.
That was not flangey.
Jeez.
It was a full-throated burp. And Katie,
you know what?
No room to talk based on our pre-show conversation.
Hey. I'm doing nothing into the microphone, just so you know.
Doesn't mean we're not going to call you broccoli ass.
Thank you. Welcome into the drive, 339-1140, 1-800.
Good for your health.
920-1140. Can't you take pills? If a food disagrees with you.
I don't know.
I have a Beano, remember? Beano Cook. It's the Beano pills.
Well, that was like GasX put out a fantastic Twitter. I remember.
I thought we were only joking when we said we were going to talk about this first.
No, they put out a fantastic tweet. It was a grandpa sitting with a kid, and it said, "Hey, take GasX, you know, for grandpa." And it said, "Don't turn your selfie into a smelfie."
Okay, that's so stupid.
Was their tagline, and boy, did it go viral.
That's pretty good.
Obviously.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good, too. So welcome in.
Hi.
How are you doing? Hey. It's Dave, Katie, and Nathan. 339-1140.
Thomas Goodyear.
Stop.
1-800.
What are you doing?
I know. You're really getting me. Stop.
Stop.
It's not funny.
It's like the little girl just came out of him.
Huge, huge show planned for you. I mean, we've got a ton of stuff coming at you today. It is 3 hours of jammity-packed coverage for you of all things happening in the world of sports. But first.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. The Tiger Temple. Tiger Temple.
I was about to look at you.
Kind of drunk.
Did you understand what the
still
first one was?
I was trying to say two things. Hey, this microphone sucks.
Is it okay?
You got to talk into the front
well,
of it,
because you always,
David.
You always taught. I was taught that you put the microphone. I think everybody was in radio. You talk with the mic like underneath so that you're not going directly into the mic. It helps with your pops, right?
Except for these P's
and T's
very
and all that.
Nice, expensive microphones.
What did she say? Well, like $7,000 or something stupid?
I don't know. No, that was not
Dear
what
Lord,
he said.
It was in the thousands.
They got the barcodes right there on the wall.
They very much do. Kanchen Biri Province, west of Bangkok, Thailand.
It's because you never know when we're going to need to move out.
Are you pointing at me or the barcodes?
Yeah, she's not. She doesn't know about the barcode thing.
I don't understand what you're doing right now.
It's called the Tiger Temple. It's long been popular with tourists who could walk amongst the tigers and pose for photos.
Oh.
Thailand's Wildlife Conservation Office said the temple's 137 tigers posed a danger to visitors.
Maybe, yeah.
And that they were being mistreated. When staff from the WCO arrived yesterday morning to remove the tigers, temple officials refused to let them in. After a half-day standoff, wildlife officers finally entered and were able to sedate 8 of the 137 tigers.
Just 8, huh?
They received a search warrant. Tigers are going nuts. They don't want to leave. They have 129 tigers they're still trying to sedate in a very small temple in China.
What are they going
to
do with them?
Is this for real?
I'm reading it right now off of the news website.
Oh, off of like the legit one.
Yeah, very legit one.
The CNN.
So with everything we've been dealing with this morning, the moral of the story, you could be in charge of rounding up 129 tigers that are going crazy. Yesterday it was gorillas. Today it's tigers.
Wow.
Tomorrow it's horses. It is Horse Wednesday.
It is Horse Wednesday.
Throughout the day, Katie.
I've got one for you right now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah. And I don't even have the websites pulled up with all my
animal
facts.
You just have them memorized?
Seriously, you guys, it's gotten really bad to the fact where my weekly like prep document.
That was Nate.
No, I'm thinking about how many times we're going to, on Wednesday, send, you know, to go to these... Get these facts from our resident horse. And how many times are we going to make that
resident
joke?
Horse?
Call her a horse.
That's all.
Horse.
It's like a Clydesdale.
It's a horse.
I mean, Clydesdale.
Right. Well, you're pretty.
I'm a thoroughbred, and you will accept it.
Well, right. And
I'm
you
not
haul...
Arabian. I'm not pretty enough.
Oh, okay.
Don't feed her broccoli.
You do haul beer everywhere, though.
Somewhere right there.
Saddlebags.
Right.
Yeah, did you know that a horse's teeth take up more space in their head than their brain?
You know, funny, I did.
Kind of like Dave, too.
Yeah, exactly. A horse's teeth take up more space in their brain, in their head than their brain.
Yeah.
Because now I wonder if this is due to the fact that the horse have big teeth or that they have small brains.
Mm.
Yeah, you don't have that, do you?
Well, I don't.
Where are you on that one?
Where do you come down on that
horse
one, Katie?
Fats.
I am going to enroll in veterinary school this very day so that I can start putting myself through school to answer all your stupid questions, Dave. I got facts. I don't have the answers to the facts. This is not a Q&A session. Shoot.
She does have a head start on the medical degree, being a classics major.
I do.
What was it?
Olympicos.
Olympiacos.
The Olympicos.
That's how it looks. Olympiacos.
I'm sorry.
That's how it's spelled.
Yeah.
I'm in America. I'm speaking American.
This is why we are an extremely educated country.
You know, the Olympicos. That doesn't sound right.
Speaking of like foreign places.
I think the Greeks have it wrong.
Katie has played basketball. I saw this morning, like, woke up at like... Then this happens at like 3:52, right? Because the alarm goes off at 4 o'clock, and God forbid, when I get very little sleep last night, that the sleep gods allow me to sleep that extra 8 minutes. First thing I pull up on my phone, start looking at sports. David Blatt looks like he is signing with
going
a team
to Turkey.
In Turkey. Yeah. Congratulations.
I think
going
it was...
after that 22nd European championship over there in Turkey.
That's going from the NBA Finals, having the best record of anyone ever.
He was coaching the best player on the planet.
Yes, he was. And now he's in Turkey, where they barely have basketball.
And did you know this? It's hard to get a turkey in Turkey.
Is that true?
It's so true.
Really?
I'm our manager of our team. There was a ton of Americans over there, like three per team, and then you had all the men's and women's team. So it was really great because you had like this small community of Americans that you normally don't have. So I decided I was going to do Thanksgiving dinner, right, for all these people. And I asked the manager of our team, like, hey, I need to get a turkey. I can't find one in any of the stores. Here I am looking in the freezer section like they're celebrating our holiday over there.
Why don't you guys have turkeys?
He comes to my door. Thanksgiving morning with a black plastic bag.
Yes.
Inside, kind of like your pig story.
I don't have a turkey sound.
You don't have a turkey sound.
Sorry.
It comes to my door, and it's still got all of the, like, they plucked it and stuff, but not thoroughly.
It's got the hairs.
Yeah. So, and then because we all know how good I am at math,
black
there's Katie
turkey.
Trying to figure out how to
hey, man,
put this
you,
baby
you want
in
a turkey?
Oven.
He's got a trench coat on the corner. I got watches, bro. I got watches. I got turkeys.
But yeah, I had to do the conversion from like Fahrenheit to Celsius. I'm like, this is not easy.
That's why turkey's not a world power.
What is the?
Sorry,
because they don't have turkeys.
Right. Thank you.
What is the bird that they eat for Thanksgiving?
Like pigeon? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they're not celebrating Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Pretty sure they're not chilling in Turkey going, hey, remember when the pilgrims came to the Indians and the thing, then they ate the corn? Hey.
They're like, they've got bigger issues to worry about.
I think the headline on, I think it was on Deadspin for David Blatt, so like, David Blatt agrees to 2-year deal with obscurity.
Right?
Yeah, he's gone.
We'll never hear from him again.
No, yeah.
The David Blatt experiment. Over.
Over.
That's your child we're talking about, you and Scott Marsh.
Thank you, exactly. That's me and Dave Blatt. I mean, geez. And now, is that a huge blow for foreign coaches?
Goodness.
Well, remember we were talking about that earlier when people were talking
everybody
about
everybody else now that coaches overseas is like, no.
Well, I mean, that's a good question though. Do they now have to take the Ettore Messina route,
right,
where you're under a Greg Popovich for several years and then you still may not even get a job?
Is there some sort of old boys club in the NBA that
it's so crazy because he was successful. He was successful.
He was the most successful coach ever to get fired.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ever.
Since the conferences started, and I believe that was in, what, the 70s, like early 70s?
Sure.
He's the only coach that, I mean, he had almost an it was like 0.79 his win percentage, 7.93 or whatever. And I'm sorry, he was 30-11 when he got fired. No one's ever been fired like that. So is he ever going to get a job again? Why the hell not?
Well, should he have even gotten this one? I mean, is Dan Gilbert lucky that they
got the job before LeBron came back.
I mean, he's so lucky that he's had LeBron James because that franchise stinks and has been not run particularly well. They've basically let LeBron run the place, and that has been, you know, successful to varying degrees. But when he wasn't there, they were a garbage fire. His first time through, they couldn't get him any help at all.
Yeah.
Well, under any other circumstances, people are like, hey, David Blatt's got experience, but that was a weird hire, right?
It was a weird hire.
It was a weird hire, yeah.
But it was a weird hire. And
Tyronn Lue is a weird hire.
Well, and here's the thing. They're spinning it so well right now with him. And it's like all the players like, oh, this is what it's like to play for a guy that's played the game. Like, they're really spinning that into be like, yes, they made the right decision.
You hear my eyes rolling on the radio.
When everybody else is like, how the hell do you fire a coach who's 30-11?
He went 83-40 over his career.
Yeah.
He's won 70% of his playoff games. Then he got fired.
Yeah.
I mean, what if David Blatt's like the greatest coach and LeBron was holding him back? We don't know. We don't know.
David Blatt, secret powerhouse.
We're about to find out in the finals.
Well, we were yammering about.
Tell the story.
Oh, yeah.
We were yammering about Steve Kerr and Billy Donovan and who the hell outcoached who and everything that was going on as we were all observing Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals. We're all but wrapped up with that story, but when we get back, you know, Klay Thompson went off in Game 7, had himself a fine game. Second game in a row, he was on fire. His father, Michael Thompson, who's been to a Game 7, who's won a couple rings in the NBA, former number one draft pick in the NBA, and also has a son named Trace who plays for the Dodgers, will tell you what he was doing during Game 7, and you'll never guess in a million years. Unless you read the story. It's The Drive. It's Sports 1140 KHDK.
Getting born in the state of Mississippi. Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana, robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner, come to me everywhere saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel of a hot man 45. Just another
watch the Sacramento Republic in the next round of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup tonight. Bonnie Field, 8 p.m. start. Thank you. Thank you, dear Lord Soccer Jesus, for the 8 p.m. start.
Probably really appreciate that, don't you?
Going through strategy. Booth, whatever you want to call it.
Broadcast booth.
Broadcast it. It's not looking for booth though. The
press box.
Thank you, press box. Thank you.
Really having a hard time with that one.
Sorry, I was. It's not enclosed, and that's fine. And I'm not trying to be foofy, but it's hot. There's direct sun on there. And it's supposed to be 100 degrees at the normal start time, which is 7:30. That extra half hour is going to mean a lot. The sun begins to go down, so it'll be a fine night tonight. You can purchase tickets for the match at SacRepublicFC.com.
And if you want to get some other sports action in before you go to the soccer game, You can come and watch Nate Goodyear and I play in the CBS Sports softball team.
Couple of ponies out there.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Sacramento Softball Complex.
Watch a couple of couple of pulled muscles.
Reigning playoff chokers, but regular season champs.
This is the first game of the year, correct?
It is. Yes. We're all gonna come up hurting.
Was there a parade? Some sort of opening ceremony?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
This is my first time. We'll all stand there and like recite
Does she know about what the new people in the media league thing?
Don't start making up lies right now because I'm a gullible person.
Not making up anything.
Just so you know.
Whoa. Yeah, okay, never mind.
I don't trust you.
Find out for yourself.
I don't trust you.
Find out for yourself. I was going to help you out.
Okay, what's going on?
Find out for yourself. Well, no, do you want to know or not? It's too early to joke around. I'm not in there yet.
It doesn't matter if it's professional or amateur. I'll just put it this way. Rookies are rookies. That's all.
Oh, please.
It's nothing serious. It's nothing stupid. Because it's a media league and because everybody has some sort of show business in their background. They have five mini verse. There's a song that they sing. It's easy. It's to the tune of Glory, Glory, Hallelujah.
Right. So it's the Sacred
Public. So they have five verses, and then there's a microphone in the middle, and then everybody takes turns singing a verse to the song. And then they say, play ball, and everyone claps, and you play. That's it.
Jay, are you going to be there tonight?
Yeah, I will be there. Tonight. I won't be partaking in that, though. So don't worry about it, Katie.
So
I got you.
Can we make a plan during that song where we got to do something? I don't care what it is.
What do you mean?
Slide out, get a Gatorade.
Yeah. They introduce you. They introduce
ice pack or something.
I don't need an introduction because I'm going to go out there and suck. I don't want people to know who I am.
I feel like you're going to stand out.
Yeah, a little bit.
I hate you. You know what? I probably will because I got like hot pink pants.
Yeah,
hot pink socks.
I understand. Like, I'm the moron that shows up in soccer cleats with a ridiculously long beard and for 2 years wore a ponytail. So people look at this guy too.
Yeah.
All right.
I understand. Who are you playing tonight?
The Bee. They're like our arch rival.
So,
oh my goodness.
So basically it's not
they
somebody
won
from
the
here.
Championship.
Right.
Last year.
So they're the defending
Bee,
champs.
As in the Sacramento Bee?
Yes. No, is
it Aileen Voisin play?
No.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a legitimate question.
I don't know. The Bee is in the Sacramento Bee as opposed to what other Bee?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's like a team name.
The Modesto Bee? All right, there you go.
Thank you, Jay.
God. So since they're the defending champions, they do the announcing. They pick somebody. I guarantee every year it's Dale Kasler or Ryan Willis who actually does the announcing. So they'll be like, and at right field, number whatever the heck number they give you, Katie Christensen. And then they have all rookies go to the pitcher's mound, and then they do the song. So good luck escaping that one.
Have fun.
Whatever. So here's the – let's be honest. I'm playing on this team because Kathy scares me.
our head coach.
Yeah.
She scares me.
Kathy scares me.
I'm very intimidated. She works in what's called traffic. Traffic is how it's not traffic like there's a crash on 80. Yeah. It's traffic in the radio sense that the commercial traffic spot. So if you have to cut a spot, do a voiceover, do whatever, she and Steve Goss, longtime lovely and talented Steve Goss, are both in charge.
Yes.
Then they couldn't have more different styles.
No. Well, and she scares me because she asked me about playing.
I go back into their office and like their air conditioning's broken or something.
There's a fan
just,
on.
Oh my God. It's just like the kiddie pool of bitterness back there. I'm like, you know what? I am going to hang out with you guys all afternoon. Yeah. This is my kind of cynicism.
Yeah.
So anyway. She punked you.
No, she asked me if I was interested in playing like a while ago, and I was like, yeah, maybe, sure.
And she's like, you're totally interested in playing, aren't you?
It just got to the point where I realized she wasn't asking. Mm-hmm. She was basically telling me, and then it there has to be so many women and so many men, right? Well, apparently there's just enough women, so like I have to play every week.
Oh, darn.
And I'm really scared. That's a commitment for me. We get up early. What time do these games start?
It's not going to be so bad.
Yeah, whatever.
It's hot.
There's glory in it.
And I feel like I have to be good because she's expecting something of me now. And I don't think that
you're
I'm good.
You're fine. You're
no,
fine.
I'm scared.
You'll be okay. You're a former professional athlete. It's real easy, man.
Yeah. Basketball, softball, same thing.
No big deal.
And then there's the whole, if you're a guy, you ask her if you can play. She's like, yeah, I guess. And you're probably not going to get in many games because we have so many guys that are playing, not
like
enough girls.
40 guys.
And I happily told her, I said, here's the deal. Everyone's clamoring to play. I'll sign up to be a good guy because Nate and Katie are. I want to be part of the team and Jay. But, like, if you have anyone else that wants to play, I'm the guy that you tag out. Like, I honest to God, if I don't play a single game this year, I will be absolutely okay with that, 100%. Because that's an ordeal. Wednesday, roll out.
It's an hour.
Well, yeah.
It's an hour?
But it's an hour game.
Yeah.
It's a half hour before getting your stuff on and driving out there. It's the obligatory small talk you make. Hey, that was a great play at third. Yeah, let's do it. Hey, how's the show?
Well, it was a great play at third.
Probably was.
What the hell?
But I'd rather be in bed talking about that great play I just made in the new Uncharted video game.
Yeah, but how do you sleep at night if you don't have highlights to think of your amateur athletic career?
Now, if you guys... exactly. And honestly... I would love if you guys had highlights for tomorrow. I want to know what that bats are.
I'm picturing an 0-for-3 with 2 pop outs and a weak ground out back to the pitcher.
For you?
Yeah, probably.
Come on, weren't you the MVP last year?
Well, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, exactly. That's not going to happen.
I hope I don't fall. I hope I make contact with the ball and the bat. And I hope that they put me somewhere where I don't have to make plays.
Game 7, agonizing for any sports fan. Yeah. If you had a child in that game, it would probably be even more agonizing, as did Michael Thompson. He was so nervous because his son was playing in this Game 7 that he decided to watch John Cena's return on Monday Night Raw and did not watch the game.
You're lying.
I am not. Michael is a notorious wrestling fan.
That's a good dad, though.
He was watching Monday Night Raw because he could not handle watching Game 7. And I want to believe that this is like, oh, yeah, he was watching. No, he wasn't. No, apparently he was really watching Monday Night Raw and couldn't watch the game.
He and LeBron together.
What the hell is that? Your kid's in Game 7 and you're watching wrestling? I get nerves.
I couldn't imagine if Dave had a kid in that situation. Like, there wouldn't be enough popcorn in the world.
If Dave had a kid in that situation, I would be like the male version of Kevin Durant's mom. I would be in front row. I would be wearing a shirt that said Mason's daddy. I would be the most obnoxious.
See, I think you would end up. I think you would end up in an iron lung because you like the stress
oh.
would just.
Oh, yeah.
You would be toast, and that's where he was.
Yeah. No. man, I'm getting nervous just thinking about Mason being in a Game 7. I'm gonna go watch wrestling. all right. When we get back, Isaiah Thomas wants Kevin Durant to go to the Boston Celtics, but he probably tweeted the wrong thing. We'll tell you what that is next. We got a lot of stuff to cover, too. And, text line. We didn't forget. There's some Kings news as well today. Jeez. Yes. Texters are the stupidest people in the world per capita. I swear to God. We need to get
Where
like
do
a
you
specific.
Fall in there?
Huh?
Where do you fall in
I'm not a texter. I'm just saying. They're just some. If you're a texter, ask yourself. If you're saying, am I talking about you? There's a 95% chance I'm absolutely talking about how stupid you are. We should get a special endorsement just for texty people. I don't know what the hell it would be, because odds are they don't have enough money to buy anything because they're too stupid. But Jesus, there are some stupid people there today. We'll take a break. It's a drive at Sports 1140 KHD. I wasn't born last night. I know these names ain't
right. But you was blowing up her phone last night. But she ain't have a ring. Hey, Dave.
Hi, Nathan.
When she dances coming into the... like the.
Well, what move that is, but...
Does it make you feel more like dancing?
Nope.
Okay.
I kind of try to...
Thank God for that, too.
It's kind of like watching your parents kiss. You just try to avert your eyes and wait for it to end. Mm. Like, you understand it's necessary.
I'm a phenomenal dancer.
Yeah, you're great.
Mm-hmm.
With that signature move. The other one where the... What is it? You grab the ankle and kick it out while you twist around.
Okay, I have never done that.
No. It's Horse Wednesday. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Isaiah Thomas, very, very, very shortly after the end of the Oklahoma City Warriors series, he's all in on being a Celtic, and I can't blame him for that. I don't think any of us can. He was kicked to the curb here in Sacramento by Pete D'Alessandro, traded for a bag of donuts and a box of Bingham cherries.
And it wasn't much different in Phoenix for him either.
No. So he finally goes to Boston where he's wanted, and he becomes an all-star, and he leads him to the playoffs. blah, blah, blah. So he tweets out a shamrock and the number 35. That's obviously in reference to Kevin Durant. Now, first off, probably bad taste to tweet somebody recruiting them to your team. Like, while the body is still warm, you know, that's just kind of, dude, let him have a little bit of time. Maybe don't do it publicly. I don't know, because now he's going to have all kinds of Boston fans tweeting him, and that's going to be annoying. But that's not even the worst part of the tweet is, see, Kevin Durant wears 35. Reggie Lewis also wore 35. Reggie Lewis, for those in the younger generation, was a Boston Celtics star who passed away way, 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 way too soon. Along with Len Bias, two of the most tragic stories in not just Celtics lore, but NBA history. That number is retired. So Isaiah, if Durant signed with the Celtics, he won't be wearing 35. So maybe...
kind of stepped in a little bit on that one.
Yeah, maybe revisit the pitch. I don't know, but that I don't think.
Did he delete the tweet?
He did.
Oh.
But hey, in today's day and age, I think it was legit, my guess. Legit Shamrock, legit 35, legit pitch on Kevin Durant. Did not realize the Reggie Lewis connection and didn't want to seem insensitive to the fan. That's what I would guess. And I can't blame Isaiah Thomas. I think Isaiah Thomas was sitting there thinking, hey, man, maybe if Durant comes here, he can wear Reggie's number. I think he had no freaking idea. And then he erased it out of respect for the Lewis family. So, Kings news. There's some people on the text line wondering why we waited until 6. Well, to be honest, because the show advances in a certain way. And here we are at 6:30 with a bulk of listeners. And this is not a topic anybody wants to talk about, but it's a topic that has to be talked about, and it'll be talked about throughout the day. Sacramento Kings guard Darren Collison arrested Monday on a domestic violence charge after deputies responded to a report of a woman being assaulted inside their home here locally up in Placer County. The sheriff's office said in a release yesterday they arrested Darren Collison midday Monday after deputies found the woman visibly injured. He's 28 years old. He was booked into Placer County Jail in Auburn. He was charged with one count of corporal injury on a spouse, two misdemeanor bench warrants for driving on a suspended license. He was released on $55,000 bail a couple hours after he was arrested, due back in court July 11th. The Kings made a statement, quote, "The Sacramento Kings condemn violence of any kind. We are gathering additional information, and once all facts are known, we will take appropriate steps." So there's that.
Well, and everybody has been asking, and I started getting private messages on Facebook yesterday, and it was just nonstop Twitter. Like, how does this affect the Kings? We don't have any information yet. We have no information. How do you cover a story? We can report what happened, but what information, how is it going to affect the team? I don't know. I don't know what happened.
That's exhausting. I mean, do you respond to things like that?
No, I can't.
I
can't everybody, hey, I know just as much as you. We have to wait and see how this plays out. Being arrested does not necessarily automatically mean that you're guilty. I mean, it's a legal system. I'm not a legal analyst. I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see what happens and how that plays out before I even know how it's going to affect the Kings.
I just can't. I mean, the lack of perspective to me required to hear something like this, and the first thing you go to is, how does this affect my team? I mean,
yeah.
What are they going to do? Is he going to be on their team next year? Do they have a starting point guard? What's the next plan?
I understand the juxtaposition between private and public talk, social media and brain talk. People don't know Darren Collison, the person. They certainly have never met his victim, but they know they're Sacramento Kings.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you that perspective is lacking. And when I see people tweeting out there, and I honestly, you know, as much as I think the texters are stupid, in reality, I honestly think people are, for the most part, good people. I don't think there's a lot of maliciousness going on with stuff like this. But when I saw yesterday, a lot of, man, he doesn't seem like the type of guy to do that. Well, I don't know what that means.
What is the type of guy that seems like they would do that?
That's number one.
Type of person. I mean, how do you?
Right. There's no it's a type of person. What he wears, his personality, his attitude. I don't know.
Is he too small? Does he have too nice of a face?
I think anyone who
too
has...
calm when we interview him. I mean, we've interviewed the guy. Yes. I've interviewed Darren Collison multiple times.
Yes.
What's the profile? Tell me that.
And I think the scarier thing is I am far more okay with the statement, boy, this guy doesn't seem as like the type of person to commit domestic violence. I'm actually far more okay with that statement. The scary part is that the converse is that this person seems like the type to commit domestic. Well, what?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. So I understand when people are thinking in their head because they know their team. Darren Collison is important. We're talking about Darren Collison right now, not because he's a human being. We're talking about him because he's a point guard of the Kings. Mm-hmm. People are tweeting and putting out opinions on Darren Collison right now because he's a point guard of the Kings. So I understand the leap to, well, does this increase the chances of signing Rondo? Are they really going to need to draft Chris Dunn? I get it. I can understand the chemical reaction in the head. But how the hell are you supposed to even answer that? Here's what we know. Nothing. We know what the police report said.
We've got a mugshot and a police report.
There was a mugshot, a police report, visible injuries, and arrest, bail. There will be the, by the way, spoiler alert, there will be the inevitable 911 phone call that will probably be coming out today or tomorrow. You can almost bank on that. And that's it. The scary part is, and we'll talk about that when we get back, is how it's played out in the court of public opinion right away. That's where it gets really scary.
Yeah, right away, before there's any information.
And that goes on both sides.
Yeah.
That goes on both sides, the level two. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Obviously, feel free to weigh in. This was huge Kings news from yesterday. Text in at 44-1140. It's The Drive. We'll be right back. Sports 1140 KHDK. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140, text us at 44-1140. I'm actually kind of thankful there's no calls. I really don't know how you'd break it down. Kenny Albert will join us at 7:30, by the way. We're going to talk Sharks hockey.
And maybe another thing or two, because Kenny Albert is diverse.
Very, very. Kenny Albert is a five-tool player.
Mm-hmm.
Easily, if not six or seven tools. Guy is an all-around type of dude. Well, he's going to join us. We'll have a little bit of fun. Right now, we are not having fun. We're talking about the Darren Collison incident from over the weekend. Once again, if you just joined us, and you probably heard about this yesterday, but he was arrested Monday, domestic violence charge, Placer County, released from jail. On bail, $55,000 was the bail amount. Also, two misdemeanor bench warrants for driving on a suspended license. People are asking about the suspended license. I don't know. I poked around yesterday, and
doesn't that just seem like the type of thing where you're rich and it doesn't matter?
Yeah, I honestly don't know. I was told it was a clerical error. I don't know what that means.
I'm sure didn't get the mail or put in the check.
I have.
That's a minor thing, right? Who cares?
In light of, let's put the real story aside for the second, which is the domestic violence charge. But in light of that, I do have a tiny bit of sympathy for the revoked license stuff. It was like 5 years ago. I was driving with my wife. I got pulled over. It was at nighttime. We were driving to the beach. And I almost got taken to jail because I had a suspended license from a fix-it ticket from 4 years prior for a headlight. It was like a $15 fix-it ticket. And I had moved right after, and it wasn't forwarding. And thank God the cop was awesome. He's like, listen, I could take you to, just so you know, I could take you into jail. It's a Friday night. That means you're going to have issues all weekend. Here's the deal. You're driving on. Can you put your wife in the driver's seat, please? I'm looking at it right now. Apparently, you had a light out back in 2001 or whatever the hell it was. And I was white as a ghost. And because I had no, I remembered getting the ticket. It was my fault for not remembering to take the paperwork, the fix-it paperwork in. So sometimes, I don't know, I'm just saying, sometimes when I hear that because of personal experience, I go, okay, you know, it doesn't necessarily, people are jumping to conclusions on the suspended or revoked license.
And,
then again, it might be a really bad reason. I don't know. I'm just saying I can see both sides.
No, but he doesn't seem like the type of person that
right,
would.
To have a revoked license.
Yeah. No, I mean, here's something I do know. The DMV is maybe one of the most complicated things to maneuver.
Breaking news.
It really is.
It is not fun.
If you move and do not, like, the change of, because they don't forward DMV mail. It goes straight back to them. So if you move and aren't on top of things and don't get it taken care of, you can completely get things lost, and this happens, like what happened to you.
I had somebody during the break tweet me because I was calling the texter stupid earlier. Now, the real me appreciates and loves all listeners, all texters, and all callers, because I used to be one, and I get it. But they were saying, boy, is something wrong with you today? That really seemed really angry and
out
of character.
Why are you so mad?
Let me read you some of the texts we've gotten today. Can I read you some of the texts we've gotten? Collison's a punk. Nate, the profile you were looking for earlier when you were trying to describe the profile is Greg Hardy. That's who we're talking about here.
Okay. Like outwardly.
Yes.
Okay.
How does this affect re-signing Rajon Rondo? Can the Kings save cap room if they cut Collison?
Because the cap is really important right now.
No. Let's keep going here. Rondo's asking price just went up. What does this do to Darren Collison's trade value?
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. He needs to go. Sacramento fans will never root for him now. What else has Darren Collison done that we don't know about?
Oh, my goodness.
So
I love what the court of public opinion is. I love how people come to conclusions when they don't know anything other than what is reported. And by the way, I read several different reports. Not only was there different times that this happened, different ages that they're reporting for how old Darren, he's either 28 or 29. It either happened at 1 a.m. or 1 p.m. Like, all of this information is just what we're getting off the internet right now, which we know everything you see on the internet is 100% factual. We know nothing other than there was an arrest. He's not been to court. One of the things says his court date is July 11th. We have no idea what happened.
Wrong, Katie. According to this text from the 209, don't forget, we don't know these people. Two words, Bill Cosby.
Okay.
So when you're wondering
that's kind of a leap, but I mean, there's something to be said for the we don't know these
people.
There
is absolutely something there.
That's why I become Mr. Cynical when we get the phone calls during the season. Like, well, you know, we just need, why did we let that guy Isaiah Thomas go? He was so good in the community. Or, you know, Jason Thompson was great with the kids, all of this stuff. It's like, okay, Isaiah Thomas was a good basketball player. They shouldn't have let him go. Jason Thompson was a great human being, but he wasn't a good basketball player. So they let him go. Like, you can't make those judgments. I guess I'm trying to chase it down, but you can't, like.
No, I know what you're saying.
All of that is just, you care about what they do on the court, and then you can't make judgments and say, well, this person profiles as
you
X,
think
y,
you
Z,
know
and,
them right. because of how they are on. And here's the thing. I will share this, Katie. I'm sure you can. Nate, you revealed your experience. Now, this doesn't matter at all. But I think all three of us can attest to the fact that when it comes to Darren Collison, for example, I've never had a bad experience with him. I've never heard anybody have a bad experience with him. Katie, you the same. I'm sure Grant would say he was his weekly guest. Darren Collison, by all accounts, and he may be. I don't know. We're not here to judge. And by the way, even if he's the greatest guy in the world, doesn't excuse it if this happened.
Mm-hmm.
But that's for the legal system to figure out. We have lived long enough, I think, and been through enough stuff as sports fans to understand that an athlete can be, and here's a real, I almost hate bringing this up because it has nothing to do with this, but I'm trying to make a point. Once upon a time in my lifetime, the most popular athlete in the world was O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson was in Hertz car commercials. O.J. Simpson was the star of Naked Gun. O.J. Simpson was maybe the most bankable and endorsable athlete, perhaps this side of Michael Jordan.
Right.
Guess what? We didn't know who he was. Mm-hmm. Let's take other guys. You can look at a guy. You know who I hear is actually, I won't name that person, but there are plenty of examples of people as well that growl and are angry and horrible on the court, pitch, field, rink, and then off the court, they're charitable, they're nice, they're sweet, they're good people. We try to formulate these opinions of our athletes based on what they do in their profession on television, and it couldn't be a worse way to try to figure somebody out.
I agree 100%. And I mean, that's it, it goes for everything. Anybody that you see on the TV or hear on the radio or whatever, it doesn't matter. We have to realize that we don't know people. You don't know them. You know what you hear and see. But so this did make me kind of pull up the NBA's domestic violence policies.
It's tough to find,
which
isn't it?
It is. The last thing reported, and we can talk about it, you know, when we get back from break, was from 2014 in September when Adam Silver said, hey, we're going to take a look at it and we're going to address it and review some of these policies and try to learn from what's been going on in the NFL. There's no report based on what they've come to or what the review came, the conclusion it came to. So there's some stuff to unpack from that in terms of what he said.
Then we'll unpack that right when we get back. Finally, a text that actually means something from the 916. Did Mason choose swimming over Little League yesterday? The answer is yes, he did. He chose swimming over Little League. We kept him out of Little League. It was nice and cool. He didn't burst into flames. It was 102 degrees, and we swam all evening long. So there you go. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Nate, you had a weird look that stopped me.
Is
right
that a
there.
Permanent choice? Or?
No. Just last night. It was too hot. Just last night.
I was like, man, you're really celebrating the swimming thing, dude.
Just last night, it was too hot. It's a drive. Okay. It's Sports 1140 KHTK.